उजाला आया, उजाला आया। हेलो, आई एम डॉक्टर अजय कुमार। आई एम एन ऑन्कोलॉजिस्ट एंड ऑल्सो एग्जीक्यूटिव चेयरमैन ऑफ हेल्थ केयर ग्लोबल एंटरप्राइज नोन एज HCG। नाउ पर्टिकुलरली इंटरेस्ट ऑफ ब्रेस्ट कैंसर इन इंडिया इज बिकॉज For a long time, we considered that the breast cancer incidence will be less in India compared to the Western world. Because the perception has always been, breast cancer is more in urban areas and India is more rural. But unfortunately, that is not true today. As urbanization is taking place and the population of India is increasing nearly 350 to 400 million in living in urban area, the incidence of breast cancer in India will be same as the Western countries where the population is similar as 350 to 400 million like in United States or the entire Europe. One of the things about cancer today is how the perception of cancer has changed, how the diagnosis has changed with better awareness, how we are seeing more early stages, and there is less fear about cancer. If you take, for example, our own center in Bangalore, which is our center of excellence, in 2005, breast cancer patients nearly over 70% came with advanced disease. By close to 2020, nearly 75% are coming in early stage. A dramatic paradigm shift in a city like Bangalore, where women are more aware, they are using the social media, smartphones to understand breast cancer and come early stage. But the important thing is, why is it so important? As we all know, for a long time, if you diagnose the cancer early, there is much better outcome and maybe even a cure. If you treat breast cancer at a very early stage, it is possible that over 90% can be cured. Over 10 years, the cancer will not come back, same cancer. So many advances have happened in breast cancer, which we will discuss today, how to diagnose breast cancer, how to come at early stage. Even if you come at an advanced stage, how treatments can be given to make oneself live without disease for a long period of time. It is called living with cancer or looking at cancer as a chronic disease. And then we will also talk about why does this cancer come and how do you actually prevent it. Let us take the last part first about the prevention. Obviously, we cannot prevent all cancers, but we know cancers like breast cancer are mostly lifestyle disease and they also has a familial background. For example, there is a gene mutation called BRCA. If a woman has that mutation, it's quite possible they pass it on to the children, the female children, who may actually have this BRCA mutation and end up having breast cancer. So, by genetic analysis, we can identify who are likely to get breast cancer, but not definite, likely, and take certain precautions, like for example, change in their lifestyle, diet, low-fat diet, healthy workouts, maintaining their weight can actually decrease the incidence of breast cancer even in those who are likely to occur. So, we know here that breast cancer is a lifestyle disease and possibly that is the reason we see it in more in urban women compared to rural women. For example, the diet in rural women has not changed much over centuries. Whereas in urban women, it has changed. There is a concept of working women, concept of eating out, you know, significant number of times, ordering fruit from outside. What is it exactly we're eating? What are the contents of it? How is the food frozen? What about the inorganic food where we have used pesticide and herbicides? What is the consequence of that? And what are the materials you use for storage of the food? What do we inject? Do we inject hormones? All of this certainly makes a difference in the final outcome. So obviously, that may be the reason we are now seeing higher incidence of breast cancer, not only in India, but abroad. For example, if you take a country like United States, 1 in 7 or 8 are getting breast cancer, women. If you take a country like Holland, with a European country, maybe 1 in 6 are getting. So certainly, breast cancer is becoming more prevalent. As we urbanize more and more, it is going to be becoming prevalent in India also. And prevention, obviously, is the best medicine. But we cannot prevent all breast cancers. There'll be a certain section of the population we'll continue to get. So we need to look at the next step, which is how do we detect breast cancer early? One of the ways historically we have done is self-examination. It is true, self-examination can detect. A woman knows her body, her own body, better than anybody else. Just by examining during the time of they take bath or other times, and they can detect there is something unusual about the breast, then immediately they should see the doctor, possibly get an ultrasound, mammogram. And if it is diagnosed early, as I said, it is definitely treatable and potentially curable. So this is number one which should be followed. There are other ways of even detecting early. Like if you have a strong family history, or even otherwise, you can go for genetic counseling. Through that, you can identify who are potentially at a high risk. And we can do some genomic test, simple tests like taking a blood test or saliva. And through that, we can say whether there is a higher risk for that person to develop breast cancer. And accordingly, do a close follow-up and detect a cancer early when it occurs and do the proper treatment. That's number two. Number three is, of course, routine mammogram every year after a certain age has been recommended. Nowadays, we have tomograms, through which we can detect even early. We have digital mammogram, advanced ultrasound, where MRI, through this we can detect even a small lesion, and potentially this can be cured. So there are various ways of detecting breast cancer early, but one of the things which concerns me is always the fear of cancer. Because I have heard stories from women who come with advanced disease. When you say why you did not come in early stage, the primary reason they give is, oh, I detected something in the breast, I thought it could be cancer, I got worried, so I waited. So, my friends, if you wait, it's only going to increase. So, if you're worried, you should immediately seek advice of the competent doctor. Recently, I had a patient in their 40s who is well-educated, who knows the system well, is in technology, but she came in where her liver was completely replaced by liver, by cancer. Very advanced disease. And this is the reason she came, because she had fear and she waited. But of course, knock on wood, she is doing better now. Her liver is returned to normal. But unfortunately, with all that, she is not cured. Because once an advanced disease happens, even if you get what we call as remission, the chance of disease coming back is there. So we have to treat. Like people always say, can I go for a cure? So when it comes to more advanced disease, you know, obviously we don't talk about cure, we talk about control. And similarly, I always tell my patients, you know, very few diseases we cure. Diabetes we don't cure, we control. Blood pressure we don't cure, we control. Cardiac failure we don't cure, we control. Asthma we don't cure, we control. So we also have to accept Cancer also is something we may not be able to cure all the time, but we can control. So then comes, what happens if the patient comes in a little bit more advanced stage? There are various types of advanced stage, various genomic affiliated cancer diagnosis. So today breast cancer has become a model for treating other cancers. What does that mean? The understanding of breast cancer we have in the last several decades, how treatments have evolved, how patients are living longer even in advanced cases, has been a motivation for us to treat other cancers in the right way. Today, I'm happy to say in this breast cancer month, awareness month, that breast cancer has become one of the most treatable cancers for oncologists. What does that mean? Even if a patient comes with disease which has gone out of breast into the lymph nodes, it's quite possible the disease may be controlled for even 5 to 10 years or longer. Suppose the cancer has gone not only outside into the lymph nodes but to the bone. If it is only single lesion, even somebody may call it stage 4, still it is not as bad as going completely to the liver or lungs, so they can live for even decades. So do not be concerned about the term advanced stage, stage 4, and cancer victim, cancer survivors. I think we should really properly address this, palliative care. All of these words are no longer true today. Today in cancer treatment, we diagnose the stage by doing what we call as a molecular testing, PET scan. So we identify where actually the cancer is, where it has spread, and what is the area of concern, and can we treat this effectively. When the treatment comes today, for almost all patients, we recommend doing what are called as genomic testing. Right now, the most advanced testing we do in India is in HCG, where we do TSO500. We sequence 500 genes and look at what are what we call as mutations. And based on that, our molecular diagnostic person, our pathologist, whether it's a hot or a cold tumor, our radiologist telling us what is the radiomics of this tumor, then we come together with a surgeon, medical oncologist, radiation, to see what is the right treatment for this patient at that time. Here I want to interject one word which has been my philosophy in treating cancer patients for 45 years, not only in India but also abroad I've treated. Cancer can be treated right first time, and cancer does not know whether it's rich or poor. So we should not compromise on the treatment. If the cancer patient is poor, we have to see how to bridge the gap. But do not deny the right treatment for that patient. So this has been our philosophy at HCG across India, where we have 24 centers, to make sure that the cancer patients are treated the right way. When it comes to breast cancer, another interesting part has been, for me, where we have studied a lot, is organ preservation. Historically, you know, in the before 1975, majority of the patients underwent what we call as mastectomy. They even went heroic mastectomy, large surgeries, where they're not only the breast, but muscle, lymph nodes, everything was removed. I have seen such patients. But it did not make a change in the outcome because that was the wrong approach. Today, we do organ preservation. We do what we call as breast conservation surgery, lumpectomy. We remove only the area of the tumor. And we do scarless surgeries. In our own HCG system, we have breast cancer specialists like Dr. Mahesh, Dr. Kritika, who do only breast cancer management and who are specialized in making it scarless. They have done thousands of cases with literally no local recurrence. So it is possible to achieve this, so a woman can lead a normal life with this kind of cosmetic results. Sometimes we also wonder, you know, when people did mastectomy, what was the state of woman's mind? How did she, psychological trauma, everything, I have seen it happen. when family issues. But all of this now we are able to overcome by a single stroke of not doing mastectomies for all patients. There are exceptions, but they are only few and far apart. So that is one area where I think we have conquered breast cancer by organ preservation. Second area where we have conquered breast cancer, as I said before, is in curative aspect, early stage. And third area, identifying as a lifestyle disease. Even if patients come with breast cancer, they're treated. The future, how do we do a protocol for them? Lifestyle, low-fat diet, and teaching them of good habits, whereby the chance of this cancer coming back is less. Fourth area is identifying those who may have familial or hereditary, taking precautions, making sure that the incidence of recurrence in these patients will become less. Last but not least is the area of managing advanced breast cancer. Here I think we have made major impact by revolutionary treatments have come. I mentioned about genomic testing, identifying mutations. But in the past, we always heard about, you know, chemotherapy, radiation, the side effects. Sometimes people used to tell me in the late 70s or 80s that is the disease worse, treatment worse than the disease. But thanks to the advances in technology, today I can deliver radiation to the breast literally with no side effects, because it is called IMRT, IGRT treatment, where we focus only on the area of interest, not the normal tissue. We also heard about chemotherapy. I myself have gone through seeing patients, the side effects of chemotherapy in 80s and 90s and early 2000. Today, very few chemotherapies are given, but majority which are given are with no side effects or minimal side effects. Not only that, from chemotherapy now we have advanced to targeted therapy, genomic-driven and molecular-driven therapy, where we use targets which only kill cancer cells and not the normal cells, whereby there are no side effects. And then there is the concept of immunotherapy, where we make your own body fight against the cancer cells and kill. We kind of make the fighters called T cells fight against the cancer cells, you know, and make them strong to fight and achieve our goal. These are all phenomenal advances in the era of so-called personalized medicine. That is what the HCG differential is. We are able as a team to look at the cancer patients, their whole family, discuss, make them part of the decision making, go through the genomics, molecular diagnostic, and come to a conclusion at time what should be the right treatment for the patient and deliver it in a proper way. If this is done for all our patients, I am sure that we in India today, and HCG is already a leader, in India can become a leader in management of breast cancer, and we are our stakeholder, ultimately our patients. And our methodology of treatment, our focus is to our patients. And with this patient-centric approach, we can certainly win the war on breast cancer. So my conclusion is, do not fear cancer. Please make sure, once you identify something which concerns, see the right doctor, get the advice, do the necessary procedure to make sure it is cancer or no cancer. If it is cancer, certainly proper diagnosis, imaging should be done. And based on that, proper procedure, be it chemotherapy, targeted therapy, immunotherapy, what is the right time for surgery, what is the right time for just removing the lump, what is the right time for radiation, and how the follow-up should be done, what is the dietary instructions given for that. All of that is to be put in place, including the workout, how you keep yourself in a good lifestyle. These are all become important for the long-term control of this disease. With these measures, once again, I want to re-emphasize that we can win the war on breast cancer. Thank you very much.
adding life to years.